Hello, and welcome to the Blog You Want and the Time You Have podcast, the show that empowers you to stop making excuses to not blog and realize the potential of content marketing. I'm your host, Scott Winteroth, co-founder of ContentAcademy.com. I invite you to join me each episode for actionable strategies for elevating your blog to the next level and hear from other content rock stars who will share with you exactly what keeps them on task so you can stop wishing for success and start living to your fullest potential. Ready? 3, 2, 1, publish. Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of The Blog You Want and the Time You Have. I am here with someone who I've known for a long time, hanging out here in the north side of Chicago, Reno Levison, who is a content creator, marketer, video guy, and just all-around tech guy who I've known for a long time. And I'm excited to have you on the show. Reno, welcome, and give us, as usual, give us the background and tell us what's going on in your world.
Okay, great. Well, Scott, very happy to be here with you and anxious to talk about blogging. I think, our primary point of contact has been at the WordPress group, I think, where we maybe first met. And then I know I've attended one or two of your groups and we've bumped into each other here and there. So we both do WordPress. I have a number of blogs. My main business is video production. What I tell people is I started out in marketing. My background is in marketing. And for years, my company was positioned as a marketing company, which meant that we did virtually anything related to promoting somebody's business. Mm-hmm. But video was always the thing I wanted to do. And so I was always a marketing company in search of a video job. Several years ago, I decided, with the way things have changed in the online world and video becoming much more prominent, my time has come. It's the moment I waited for. So we switched our front door and became a video company that does some marketing as opposed to a marketing company that does some video. So now video is sort of front and center. And that's been great. And so as we were talking about previously, I was anxious to talk to you here today, primarily because I wanted to get the word out about ChicagoBroadcastingNetwork.com, which is a fairly new blog that I've been creating that is a video blog or vlog that is basically all things Chicago, with an opportunity to sort of use it as a platform for some of my clients and some of the video work that we do, but I'm looking to extend it and out to other people who want to include some of their videos or things that I find out there in the world about Chicago that are video oriented that I could put on here and create sort of a curated space that reflects largely my interests, but hopefully will also be of interest to other people as well.
Got it. And this is a tool that you're using to sort of create a community. And then, is that kind of the plot?
Exactly. Possibly? Yeah. I want to create a community of people who are interested in experience Chicago from a video point of view.
Okay.
And also create a platform for friends of mine, clients of mine, interests of mine. So from the standpoint of my being the curator, or me being the curator, then I think, that's up to me to sort of throw in there what I think people might find interesting.
Yeah. So it's twofold. It's a little bit of content marketing for you, right? You're curating
the
community. And then also it's a showcase for, yourself and for people who participate into the web, the site, right?
So the blogosphere. Yeah,
exactly. The blogosphere. Exactly. Right? So, I mean, obviously this is a new project, so I know you're kind of getting your, getting started, but like, what's sort of like the posting strategy around it? You're looking to post something every day or how kind of like, what's the production level of that?
Yeah, that's a good question. Right now I've been building it out with a video. I have a lot of legacy video that is, evergreen, as we say. And I want the video that I put on this site to be generally evergreen so that if anybody comes to the site, no matter when they come, that the videos that they'll find there will be things that they can enjoy and don't have an expiration date necessarily. With that in mind, I'm experimenting with a few theater reviews because as far as some of my other blogging interests, I'm a guest reviewer for Chicago Theater and Arts. Okay. And I review theater around Chicago for that blog. And I'm experimenting with taking some of those written theater reviews and turning them into video products that can be consumed as video as well. And so those will have a little bit more of an expiration date because they have to do with events that, you know, eventually will conclude at the time that the theater's run is over. So. Yeah. But we're playing around with both of those things, but that's, you know, a way of my sort of telling you a little bit about some of my other blogging experiences, Chicago Theater and Arts being one of them.
Yeah, and that obviously is a sort of based on you write profiles of shows or productions based on when they're new or when they're coming, when there's something newsy about that, right? So your deadlines would be for that would be based on when you're assigned an article, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Or assigned a play. So for instance, let's see, this week, what did I just do? I just did a play called Haymarket. And that play, I believe, don't quote me, people listening, check your listing at Chicago Theater and Arts, but I believe it runs through July 22nd at the Den Theater in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And so I wrote that review for Chicago Theater and Arts. Then I went back and I said, you know what, I'm going to start playing with this idea. And I recorded it, did a voiceover, just read the review, and then added a few visuals to it. So it's not conceived as being like really a really great video experience, but it is a way for people who prefer to consume their information via video or even audio, because a lot of people will click on a video and just listen to it, do something else. Mm-hmm. So this way you can consume this bit of information, this content, this theater review by listening to it and or watching the visuals that I've provided on the video, as opposed to reading it, which you're also welcome to do at Chicago Theater and Arts. But as you know, today what we try to do is present content in as many ways as possible and give people an opportunity to consume them whichever way they prefer. So some people prefer video, some people prefer audio only. Some people prefer to read things. Some people prefer pictures.
Yeah.
Instagram. So that, you know, depending on what people prefer, you know, we as content providers should be providing that information in as many ways as possible.
Absolutely. I mean, I think you're right. I mean, for example, I drive to work every day. Mm-hmm. So I like audio podcasts because that's something that I can listen to on my way to work per se.
Sure.
You know, but I know if I was taking the train or whatever, I probably would want to read versus listen and, or, you know, some video is obviously a powerful medium, as I know, I don't want to tell you that, but right. You know, having it available, like some people just prefer video because it's just easier to consume.
Well, absolutely. And, and not only that, YouTube is such a powerful platform. That, you know, my feeling is, and I'm experimenting with this thought as far as the theater reviews are concerned, but my feeling is that a lot of people do just go to YouTube to find what it is they're looking for. And say you're on the train, or even if you're in your car, you know, you can put your headset on, just listen to to a quote unquote video of mine, you know, this type of video, because the content, the audio is really driving the content, and the in this case the visual is minimal. The visual's not really adding that much to the content. It's really about the audio portion of it. You know?
Yeah, so. I think it's important. I mean, I've seen a lot of stuff like this lately, though. It seems to be pretty popular with where it's like slide and audio voiceover, and so yeah, sounds like a good concept.
Yeah, and that's just one. That's you know, and that's one type of video. You know, I produce all kinds of different video. That could be an interview like you and I are having. We could be doing this as a video, and people could enjoy looking at us. Although beyond our wives, I'm not sure who would enjoy looking at us.
Hey, I'm kidding.
but hey, you never know. Some people might, but other people might be happy to just, you know, listen and not necessarily have the visual. So it's funny, here I am, a video guy, sort of like saying, hey, the visual is not always important, but then there are times when the visual actually drives the story, and then that's another type of video, you know. So it's all about the you know, what your content is. So
it's the narrative, right? I always hear that. So.
Yeah, it's the narrative. Well, yeah, it largely is. Yeah. But I mean, sometimes, you know, listen, well, my bread and butter is when you need pictures to tell the story. You know, if you're showing a process or explaining, you know, trying to show somebody how to do something, hey, it's a lot easier to show a picture a lot of times than to try to describe, you know, every little thing that you're doing, you know.
Right.
And so video then becomes invaluable in those cases. So there's a lot of times when the picture drives the story, and sometimes the audio drives the story, and sometimes the story just kind of driving itself, you know.
Yeah. So here's a kind of question for you. I know you've been doing video for a long time. I mean, do you think it's easier to create video today or harder to create video today?
Oh man. Without a doubt, it's easier. I mean, come on. I've been doing this for a long time. Really. I've been doing video for a long time.
Yeah.
And I'm laughing because, you know, you sound ancient at some point when you are, you know. But I mean, it's to lug around, you know, these big, huge cameras. My first job was carrying the deck for the cameraman. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, that was your job, is because, you know, we had this big, huge deck with these big, huge, you know, cassette tapes that we'd load into them that were 20 minutes long. And you had to, you know, you did an hour thing. You had to load 6 cassettes in there, you know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then I'd carry a boom mic too, so I was kind of the sound guy and the, you know, this, and he's carrying a, God, I don't even know, 20-pound, 30-pound camera, you know.
Right.
And
right.
So yeah, so is video easier? Yeah, heck yeah, you know, from the standpoint of the, you know, of the equipment. But what I say is, you know, I'm not even sure what good video is anymore today, because it's a lot of different things. What, you know. Mm-hmm. What people, it's not always about like the most stellar picture. It's not always about the most clean edits. You know, video is much different today. So in that way, it's a lot more fun. It's very freeing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot easier. And, you know, I can make a great, you know, very good video. Let's put it that way on my iPhone. I love it. And I've used it many times. And, you know, I use it for B-roll a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's more about technique than equipment. All the equipment is good today, you know, especially compared to what I was using 30 years ago, you know.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's definitely easier.
Mm, got it. Well, interesting. Yeah.
I could have said that in one word. Yes.
No, I think that's, I mean, it's true. I mean, it's at the same time too, there's a lot of more people who are producing content too, video.
Yeah.
Content. So I think there is a little bit of I think the same goes for audio podcasts too. Like you get more, there's just more people doing it. Therefore it's sometimes a little harder. And so it's both easy and hard at the same time. Yeah.
And those of us who appreciate what we do, and love what we do, which I love doing video. I like doing audio too. I mean, audio is such a great medium just in itself. And I don't know if you listen to NPR at all or, mm-hmm. you know, National Public Radio or, you know, any of those broadcasts. I mean, you know, they do some just awesome audio, you know, programs, which I say, try to take a lesson from and listen to, you know, because I love sound effects and background sounds and mm-hmm. music. And there's so many things you can do to add depth and richness to what you're doing. And so from that standpoint, there's a lot of sort of simple video that's, you know, not that compelling, you know, and not that interesting to watch. And most of the time that's counterproductive to the message. As we started out talking about, sometimes the visual's not that important. It doesn't really matter. It's all about the content, you know, the audio content, that's fine. But it's not that interesting to look at somebody, you know, I always say, you know, your mother doesn't want to look at you for 20 minutes, you know, in front of your laptop. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, you've got to do something to switch things around and keep people engaged and try to find some technique, you know, that works for you. Interesting video, I think, is more difficult to make. You know, the video itself is a lot easier. Things are cheaper, lighter, that sort of thing.
Got it.
Yeah.
So speaking of video, I mean, let's just say someone is interested in creating content or does have some Chicago sort of themed video content. What would be, how could they get in touch with you, or what would be an ideal way for them to sort of submit content for the Chicago Broadcast Network?
Yeah, Chicago Broadcasting Network. That's the way to contact me. The best way to contact me is always through reno@renoweb.net. And so, as I always say, it's Reno, just like Nevada, reno@renoweb.net. The only trick is you got to put the .net, or some guy in Nevada actually gets it. So
crazy.
So reno@renoweb.net is a great way for people to get a hold of me. And if you have some Chicago video that you want to share that you think other people might be interested in, that's fine. If you need help with your videos, we can help you with that. So
awesome. Yeah. Well, we should get together and think about some great video tips that we can share. More video tips. I think you gave some good ones already, but we should maybe come up with some ways that people can, because I actually think of blogging, or, you know, we just said this earlier, is, you know, does anybody use the word vlog anymore? I personally think adding videos to YouTube and is still very much type of blogging, and really part of what I'm trying to do is help people create content, whether it's a written or video form or both. So we should get together.
Or audio.
And we should definitely get together and podcasting too. Yeah, you're right. So we should definitely get together and think of some more tips. But in the meantime, definitely would like to follow up with you when your site continues to grow, and kind of see how you're going to, you know, get that to work, which I know you will. And thank you so much for being on the show with me tonight, and we will see you later.
Okay, thanks for having me.
That's a wrap for this episode of the Blog You Want in the Time You Have podcast with Scott Wintroth. If you have any questions or like to send me some feedback, please email me at hello@blogyouwant.com, and I'll be in touch. Please feel free to leave a review on the podcast service of your choice, and share this podcast with somebody you think might find. That's it for this week. Bye for now.